I would recommend that you take lead in crafting your own career. To do that, it'll be important to know your priorities in your life and focus on what you do. Priorities may change over the life cycle, like in my case. So try to do as much and enjoy what you do.
Welcome to Darecast, powered by Henkel. My name is Patricia Reiners. I'm your host and a freelance UX designer from Zurich. I'm focusing on immersive tech and I'm super passionate about technology and innovation. I also really love to create content and educate about UX and the future, all on social media. And in today's episode of Darecast, we are discussing the topic of finding a common culture and crafting daring careers in acquisition times. Our focus is on Henkel's APAC region, which stands for Asia Pacific. And there's another term that we are going to use quite often, which is HCB for Henkel Consumer Brands. And our special guest is speaking to us directly from Tokyo. In 2022, Henkel has acquired the Asia-Pacific hair professional business of Shiseido, which you might be familiar with. Shiseido Professional is a salon-exclusive brand offering premium products for professional hairdressers in hair care, hair color, and styling items, as well as perm solutions. And this acquisition is just one of the latest additions to Henkel's business unit, Consumer Brands. And of course, transformations like this can significantly impact the whole organization. So today, we will therefore delve into how businesses can navigate these changes successfully while finding and fostering a common positive culture and supporting career growth for their employees. So, Hisako, she has been a daring mind in the professional beauty industry now for over 7 years and has made a significant impact since joining Henkel through the Shiseido Professional acquisition 2 years ago. As head of Shiseido Professional Strategy Unit, she has been deeply immersed in the mentioned Shiseido acquisition as well as this year's acquisition of Vidal Sassoon, always working with the project team at Henkel Consumer Brands in Asia. And there's more to Hisako than her professional achievements. In her personal life, she lives in Tokyo, finding joy in spending time with her family, embarking on adventures with her husband and daughter while traveling the world. Get ready to be inspired as we uncover the remarkable story of Hisako in today's episode, Dare with Hisako. So, due to Henkel's acquisition of Shiseido Hair Professional, Hisako, you really made a big step and basically changed your employer. You transitioned from a very traditional Japanese company to a diverse German corporation. And I assume this must be a significant change, but also sounds like a super exciting journey. So from your experience, what was the most challenging part and also what was the easiest part for you?
Yes, thank you. Indeed, it was an exciting journey and a big adventure. Since I had an experience working in a U.S. company before, I personally did not face too much challenges transitioning from traditional Japanese companies to a German company. However, one challenge that I must admit that I needed to overcome was the feeling that I did not choose to join Henkel that was acquired.
Yeah.
So it was a sense of taking control of my career or my own decisions. The feeling was pretty quick to go out once I joined Henkel, started to talk, connect, and work with different people within the company. One thing is that I was very busy with integration, but on top, when you start to connect with individuals, it is not about some company from Germany, but what matters is the people who you work with. And looking at integration from project management perspective, I felt biggest two challenges was communication and cultural integration. When two different companies coming together, you'll be surprised how many company internal languages or jargons we use on daily basis. So when I joined Henkel, I had no idea what does L6 or line 17 means, like marketing expense.
I also don't know. What does it mean?
So L17 is a P&L line for marketing expense, marketing investment. So when I speak with the other company, When they say Q1, it is July, August, September. For us, it's Jan, Feb, March, because their fiscal year starts in July. You see, these are the simple examples, but in real-life context, you could see it can easily happen that what you felt you communicated doesn't really translate onto the other party, which could cause like conflict, confusion, and sometimes tension point, because overall working norms and cultures are very different. And in case Shiseido, as a traditional Japanese company with long history, many people are developed in the sharing the same skill set, cultures and values, which forms the strengths of Shiseido. And when it comes to the integration, it takes time and effort of everyone to find best ways to work together, which should not mean Shiseido should adapt 100% to Hanko or the other way around. But for me, it is about leveraging the best of each side and craft new ways of working and cultures.
Yeah, I think I love that. And I'm so happy that you mentioned that. It is not about that one party basically adapts to the other one, but you find this common ground between these different cultures. You find the same language. And I think also super interesting were like the examples you showed, right? About like the different dates, for example, like that you are sometimes just speaking a different language, although you might both speak English, right? Like when you communicate with each other, I think fascinating. So I know that you were not only involved in the Shiseido Hair Professional acquisition, but also Vidal Sassoon. And now that you experienced two acquisitions, two very successful acquisitions, from your experience, what do you think is important to have a very successful transition from like basically single companies into an acquisition?
Right. Since Vidal Sassoon transition is just starting, if you allow me, then I would like to focus on Shiseido Professional acquisition.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so one thing I see the asset both companies share is the passion for beauty and creations.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty salons, stylists, creators are important partners. And we have the passion to inspire their creations, support stylists so they can provide the best beauty services to their clients and then make their business successful. This kind of passion and attachment to the industry is very valuable in my opinion, and something would help to bridge the differences of the companies. And speaking a little bit from the culture perspective or working norms, I feel open mind and respect will be an important factor to bring the two teams together. Integration is always complex and could be a frustrating process for both sides. It's not only for acquired company, but acquiring company has to also go through the very complex processes.
Mm-hmm.
So my learning is that it will help the process if you could keep open-minded for differences, different views, and respecting the other party as always. And hopefully to enjoy the journey as a business integration is something you didn't experience to open in your career.
Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. And I really like that you focus on like finding this common culture where both parties can really work and work together basically. So how do you describe the culture in Henkel consumer brands in APAC? And why did the Henkel culture support your start?
I feel Henkel and HCB Asia are fast-paced and agile organization and people putting people in center. In my case, after a couple of months I joined Henkel, my managers asked me the area that I wanted to explore in the future in Hanko. So I had two preferred options then that I communicated. One was to take part in acquisition project. I have been in sales side as target business in case of Shiseido Professional. and I wanted to gain the experience of the other side. So that was one. And another preferred option was to gain the local market experience, which I didn't have in my past career. Now, after that conversation, I am the project management office for Vidal Sassoon acquisition project, as I hoped for. And also, I'm working very closely with HCB Japan organization. So within less than 2 years, both of my two preferred for future, and I thought I was talking about future, long term, but both of my preferred option was realized much, much earlier than I expected.
Amazing. So happy for you. I mean, that sounds super exciting, all the new roles that you're taking on. And I think this is also a fascinating learning for companies who might acquire other companies to really talk to the employees, talk about their wishes for the future, their goals, and then helping them to grow, right? Because also the acquisition gave you a new opportunity to grow, basically to look into different markets, into different roles, which is super exciting. So we have prepared a little game for our guests, pairs of words. I will briefly explain how it works. Our guests have to take turns choosing one of the two words that I'm about to read out. There is no right or wrong, and there is no time to think about it, so spontaneous and fast is the motto. Hisako, office or home office?
Office.
Tokyo or Shanghai?
Tokyo.
In-person meeting or virtual call?
It depends, but in person.
Okay. With or without hair conditioner?
With, of course.
City trip or nature adventure?
Nature adventures.
Okay, great. So now we talk a lot about culture, the acquisition, and I would love to dive a little bit deeper into your career path.
Sure.
So how do you make an impact in your role as head of Shiseido Professional Strategy Unit? And can you share a little bit about your previous career milestones so far?
Yes. In terms of my career milestones, I see there are two important decisions that I made so far. First one came when I decided to lead my first company. It was an airline in Japan.
Ah.
There, I was hired as purchasing specialist to buy aircraft for the company. And I loved the job so much, but after 5 years there, company decided that I should rotate to purchase not the aircraft itself, but aircraft parts. And without asking my intention. So at that time, I had difficulty absorbing and starting to think for changing the job. Then I realized I was not quite sure what I want to do next or how I will be evaluated in job market or what I could sell. So I gave myself some time to think and decided to go for MBA to see a bigger world beyond airline industry and gain some skill set. It was a huge investment of time and money, but looking back, it was the time that I consciously started to think about crafting my career with my own intention. Second key decision was to come when I had my baby. I wanted to continue to work, but at the same time, family was my priority and wanted to make sure that I could spend time with them. Spending time, something like having breakfast and dinner on a daily basis. The job I had then did not have much flexibility in time as it was to work with capital market investors. So as a compromising solution, I decided to change the job. May not be the short track that I wished for, but my thinking at that time was that as long as I continue to work, there will be a time that I could come back to the track I was wishing for. In reality, I never came back to the original track and my path evolved into a different direction. But, you know, future might not be as you plan, but I do not regret, but rather happy that I was able to spend time with my daughter, only that I feel it's never been enough.
I think it's super inspiring to hear that, like prioritizing your family, of course, but still working, basically, right? Like, and pursuing your career and moving forward. And I think like balancing that is, I think, like super inspiring also for a lot of women who might be listening, who are young mothers, who are maybe in a similar situation. So I think super inspiring. So when you think about the acquisition now, what do you think? Like, do you think it helped you in your career, or was it more or less a blocker? How would you describe it?
Oh, absolutely, it helped my career. Johnny Hankoo full acquisition, it really helped me to expand the industry beyond the professional to retail to start with. And also now working on Vidal Sassoon project, it is an expansion for me of market beyond Japan to Greater China. I've been working with China team before, but now it is different level of involvement, engagement. So overall, Hankoo provides me the opportunities to expand, go beyond, and I feel it's an advantage of working in a big company.
I can totally see that. I think it's so interesting what kind of new opportunities pop up for you. So you could grow also as an individual. And I think this is like super inspiring, probably not with all acquisitions on the world there, but super happy that Hankoo managed that so well and that you found like common cultures, basically common ground, and yeah, really made such an amazing opportunity out of this. So super inspiring to hear. Now we already talked about your career, but I think what I always find so interesting is when you basically give a career advice to your younger self. So when you think about the time, you know, when you worked for that airline and you were more or less early in your career, what kind of career advice would you give yourself?
I would say explore, look for what you love, dare to take decisions and go beyond what you have. And I think it's super important that you enjoy what you do and you can wish for more.
I love that. Amazing, like exploring and going for the things that you love, I think is super inspiring and super important to keep keep the passion on the long term, right? Not like short term, but really continuously learn and grow. So yeah, super, super inspiring. Hisako, thank you so much for sharing all these amazing insights and perspectives. We always end the session with a very special food for thought, a tangible tip for our listeners. So what is your food for thought that you want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would recommend that you take lead in crafting your own career. To do that, it will be important to know your priorities in your life and focus on what you do. Priorities may change over the life cycle, like in my case. So try to do as much and enjoy what you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective. Also, everything that you mentioned here in this interview, I must say, I especially enjoyed how you focused on like finding common cultures between basically two cultures that are coming together in an acquisition. I think this was super inspiring. I also loved how you talked about your way of balancing family life or as a priority of family and then still working and pursuing your career. And the other thing that I think was super inspiring for me was how you mentioned that you can craft your own career, that you basically need to explore a lot, try a lot of things out, and then go for the things that you love. I think easier said than done, but I think this is so important also to share that with young listeners, especially who are not so sure where to pursue, like where to focus on. So I think super inspiring. And to our listeners, thank you so much for listening. Be the one who dares and tune in to our next episode. Thank you, Hisako.